Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Nearly a year after he was arrested for rape, rapper Nelly has mutually settled with the rape accuser, Monique Green. Now, Thursday, a lawyer for the singer confirmed that both parties have agreed to dismiss their cases against each other and no money was exchanged between either party. Nelly, by the way, whose real name is Cornell Ira Haynes Jr., has stated from the beginning that the accusations against him were just not true. The alleged incident happened in the early morning hours of October 7th, 2017, on the rapper's tour bus, which was parked in a Walmart parking lot in Washington. Okay, glad that one's over. And speaking of Washington, most folks here in Hollywood are weighing in on the Supreme Court nomination circus that played out like a Shakespearean morality play on television on Thursday. Now, the vote has been delayed a week because the FBI will do an investigation. But the main guy they need to speak to, Mark Judge, says he can't talk. Now, of course, that's Kavanaugh's high school friend that was allegedly in the room when Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted Dr. Ford, who testified against him. Well, Mark Judge has insisted in a letter to the Judiciary Committee after Thursday's blockbuster hearing that he is a recovering alcoholic and a cancer survivor. He says, "I have struggled with depression and anxiety. As a result, I avoid public speaking and can't talk." Well, the only problem with that is that his book publisher, Encounter, which published his 2004 book, Damn Senators, lists Judge among its stable of authors. The website says he's available anytime for interviews and public speaking engagements. Whew, somebody better call Tyrone. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram and at AURN.com.